This is Blurring the Lines with Adam Bell and Peter Nicolaitis, IT entrepreneurs. Adam and Peter take on the topics of technology, business, life, and the pursuit of happiness and blur them together in the 21st century.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, and welcome to the Blurring the Lines podcast. This is episode number 241. I'm your host, Adam Bell, and joining me as always is my co-host, Peter Nicolaitis. How you doing, Peter?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You look well, considering.
I'm feeling well, considering. Yes.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Yes. So in case, dear listener, you missed last episode, because I believe that even though we record these sometimes well in advance, Adam releases them sequentially. I ran a 50-mile ultramarathon this past Saturday, and that is 6 days ago as of time of this recording. And actually, my 50-mile ultramarathon turned out to be a 52.4-mile ultramarathon. And if you do the math, if you do the math, that equates to exactly two full marathons.
Wow.
So that's what I did. I did. It was rough. I did not break any speed records. But I did make the cutoff by the skin of my teeth. I finished with about 7 minutes to spare. So it was like 13 hours, 53 minutes, I think, was my time.
Yeah. Because I was at the football game and I was checking. I'm like, oh, Peter's not done yet.
He's still moving. He's been moving for a long time. It was, as I told the race director, I said, yep, that was the best, worst experience of my life. So, no, it was a lot of fun. Waking up at 3 a.m. was not fun, but I think it had been mostly nerves and stuff. I had been doing that anyway for the first, the previous few days or several days.
Right.
So that wasn't that bad. But the hardest thing of the whole thing was basically diet, trying to adjust my nutrition to it. And I did not do a great job of that. I wanted to start the day, empty all of the contents, and start, run on an empty stomach. And that did not happen. Without getting into too much detail, I was effectively in mild GI distress for about 10 to 12 hours.
Oh, that's a long time.
That definitely affected my performance.
I thought you were going to say, well, I liked the first 2 hours, or until I got to the first bathroom break,
Nope. It was pretty much after the first bathroom break. So that was rough. And I can't help but think, I was like, wow, if that hadn't been the case, I probably could have done 12 hours comfortably. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as comfortably as one can do a 50-mile plus race.
Right.
I'm actually legitimately impressed that my knees, no discomfort, no significant, a little bit of discomfort, but no pain, no significant discomfort the entire time or now. So nearly a week later, my knees feel great. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest concern I had, that, or maybe another stress fracture or a fall. I did fall. I had three good falls.
Oh, wow.
And not alone. There was one I paired up with a kid, I'm guessing late 20s, early 30s, maybe, in the first 5 miles. And he had fallen three times, in the first 5 miles.
Oh, so, wow.
Well, it was dark. It's hard to see. You don't always, So I got all my falls out of the way in the first two laps, though.
Okay.
So, of course, it helped that I was walking a lot during the final two laps.
Right.
But got them all out of the way. One of them was rough. It's not a skill that I put on my resume, but I generally fall pretty well.
Yeah.
Years of martial arts have taught me how to just go with it. My body just, oh, here we go, boom, and I catch. The last one caught me so by surprise, I couldn't even get my right arm out, and I landed on my right arm, just like flat right down, pinned it underneath me, and I jammed my elbow like into my ribs as I did that. You know, so it was not a great. It was definitely not my best fall, but it was my last fall of the day, so I was happy about that.
Well, yeah, good. So,
but yeah, I did it. I earned that 50 oil oval emblem, which I've now stuck on the back of my car. And I'm on 2 weeks of rest right now per coach's orders, because I posted the next day to my running coach's forums. I was like, all right, I did the race. Trying to figure out what to do next. You know, I want some kind of like a maintenance plan. Right. So that I don't lose this massive base that I've built up. And they're like, great, we'll do that in 2 weeks. Right now I've scheduled 2 weeks of rest in your calendar. And then we'll put you on a 12-week maintenance plan after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so are you able to like walk? I mean, no run, just walk.
Right. And, yep. I went to the gym for my trainer yesterday. And you know, we started a new program, but it's all upper body. And I did a light yoga class this morning, and I've gone for like a 1 mile. I've gone for walks about no more than 1 mile at a time.
Yeah.
Did two of those today though. So today is a pretty significant day, you know, about 45 minutes of yoga and 2 1-mile walks. So, little bit, the lingering problems, tiniest bit of plantar fasciitis on the left foot, which I'm pretty sure I can get through with some stretching.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to lose the big toenail on the right.
I wondered about that.
Just like I did when I ran my 50K back in 2022. I was like, all right, I need to experiment with different way to lace, the shoes and stuff. Cause I don't know. I mean,
did you cut them back tight?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I had it. I realized actually the first couple of laps, they were a little loose. And so I tightened them up a little bit. You're talking about the shoes or the nails?
I was actually talking about the nail.
Oh yeah. The nails were, they were cut back, but still there's a lot of jamming and stuff.
Yeah. It's bang, bang, bang for 50 miles.
Bingo. You know, Greg, my friend, came to meet me, and he was ready to, drive me home if I had to. Luckily that wasn't necessary. I felt fine driving, driving straight to the bar, right afterwards for my first beer in like over a month.
Yeah.
And, but it coincidentally, I did realize I wore the same exact pair of shoes on my 50 miler that I wore on my 50K.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, the only time it's ever been a problem with the toes is when I've gone more than marathon distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's, I don't know if it's just a fait accompli, it's going to happen, or if there's something I can do, but I do have a package from Amazon coming in today, with, gel toe caps, which I'll experiment with. But for right now, I've just got 3 band-aids just strapped over it, layered on top of it, which helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
good. No, that's a big deal. I'm glad you were successful.
I am too. It's like my primary goal was just to finish. I finished. Secondary goal was to do it in under 12 hours. I guess the secondary goal was also to finish and not be injured. So I did that too.
Yeah. That's third. I would say that's probably the most important part.
Yeah. Tertiary goal, do it in 12 hours. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I ran a mile. But yeah, it's funny. So this week, I lose cardio ability so fast. Mm-hmm. Like cardio shape, like where you have a good breath and you take off running and you're like, oh, I'm good. It's like I can keep doing this. But I was at the gym on Tuesday and we had to do a bunch of rowing. And I was like, I feel like crap, and I'm just rowing. I mean, I'm huffing and puffing. So, I knew I was going to the farm. So yesterday I decided I'm going to get up and I'm going to run 1 mile, but I'm going to do the length of my path on my farm is a quarter mile down and back.
Yep.
And so I was like, I'm going to do a quarter mile. I'm going to do 20 push-ups and 20 air squats. And I'm going to do that four times.
Okay.
Because my cardio is suffering because I really haven't run that much lately. And I did that. And I wasn't halfway through the first length of it. I'm like, I can't run four of these.
Now, are you like really going all out or
no?
What kind of pace were you trying to maintain?
Just a leisurely pace. Mm. And I was like, this is terrible. So I was like, I convinced myself. I'm going to do at least two. So I did another one. I was like, I'm going to do at least three. And then I did another one. And then I walked the last one. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to do it again. And today I did four. I did my mile. Well, I did a quarter mile walk at the beginning and a quarter mile walk at the end. I was like, no, I've got to get this back. And so I did a lot better today.
Cool. Yep. You can get it back. I really have come to appreciate though that to build your aerobic capacity, you really have to do it by running slowly. So you spend a lot of time. It's a classic 80-20 rule, you know, like 80% of your running should be zone one or zone two, you know, keeping the heart rate down. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind, you know, like I bet you if you're gasping and running out of breath or you know, like, wow, this is really hard, you're probably at least in zone three.
Yeah.
Pushing a little too hard. So break out that Apple Watch. set your zones and go from there.
And well, and today, so my goal was to do each round in 5 minutes. So that was
10-minute
run the quarter of a mile, do my 20 push-ups, do my 20 air squats, and then kick back off. And I actually was done all of them. I completed in 4 minutes and 40 seconds or less. So I was less than 5 minutes. So I was like, okay, I can make this work.
Yep. So now, did you track it on the Apple Watch or did you?
I did.
And what was your running speed?
I'll have to look. I don't know.
Okay. I'd be curious to see. Yeah. Send me your metrics. I'd be curious to analyze this workout here.
Cause I recorded it as a HIIT workout.
So it's not going to record running speed then.
Okay.
It's just going to do, it may do. Yeah. It'll do heart rate. I don't know if it'll do like splits or segments or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, but we can probably tell by looking at it though,
when I'm running.
Yeah. Versus not, but I'd be curious to see that.
Mm-hmm. So that was fun. So not a marathon, definitely not even
not a marathon. Not everyone has to run marathons. If you did, we wouldn't be so special.
Yeah. Well, I made black bean brownies.
Yes.
This week. So I didn't use the recipe that you had. I got a different recipe and I'm going to try the recipe that you have. The one that you sent, I guess it was 2 weeks ago. We talked about it on the podcast and the YouTube video. So I've downloaded that recipe. I'm going to try it because the one thing that I was really curious, my wife's like, why are you making black bean brownies? I said, one, I've got to try. I can't believe it would taste like brownies. You know, but I want to at least try it. And I was surprised. Well, I was surprised. One, there's no indication that you're eating beans.
Yep.
I don't feel like I'm eating beans at all. Yep. Not fibrous, not texture, not taste.
It's just like when you eat a brownie, you don't say, I'm eating ground wheat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now the recipe that I used, I didn't really like it. I didn't like the texture of the brownie. The brown, it was actually a really light texture. So you know, I mean, a brownie with flour to me is a dense, it's mm-hmm. a dense brownie. So this wasn't as dense as what I wanted in mouthfeel. Tasted fine. I mean, chocolate tasted good. It didn't taste, I mean, so I didn't eat them all because I'm like, I'm not going to eat a whole tray of brownies, especially when they're not as good as what I would like them to be. So I'm, you know, I want to, and they also dry differently.
Okay.
So regular brownies, I'm used to, I cook them, I let them cool, you know, to the point where I'll eat one and then I'll let it cool and then I'll cover it with aluminum foil. And when I cover these with aluminum foil, they really sweat, meaning there was, the surface had, you know, it looked wet. It wasn't wet, but it was kind of wetter on top. And I was like, okay,
shiny.
So I tossed those, but I'm going to try the one that you sent because it's got a lot of different, content in it than mine. So the other things that are in it that are the flax egg, almond butter, but didn't use any almond butter. There's some almond flour. There was no flour in the recipe that I used.
Okay.
Maple syrup. There's no baking powder and no baking soda. So okay. I'm thinking that those things are going to make it a bit more dense.
Yep.
And we'll see.
Okay. Well, I will share with you the recipe and so you can see what, you know, how I did it. Okay. And I mean, the recipe, I'll share with you the ingredients. The recipe was, you know, dump them all in the blender and bake them.
Right. Yeah.
But if you look at that YouTube video that I shared with you, the only thing is I changed some of the ingredients.
Okay.
So, but I'll share that with you so you can see what I did differently. It's essentially, you know, I didn't use almond butter. I used just the peanut butter powder. So, that's pretty much, yeah, I just sent it there. It's in the show notes now anyway. So,
cool.
So do that. The only thing I don't have a note of, excuse me, is exactly how much water I used. And that's the trick. That's going to, obviously control the density. Because I put the peanut butter powder in, but then I put in some water to turn that into peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you put a little extra, you might come out with lighter, fluffy cake style brownies. And if you use the proper amount, you'll come out with denser, thick fudge brownies.
Okay.
So just be aware of the water amount. That's, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. So you'll have to play with that a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, and then the next thing that I've got here is, so my computer that I'm on right now down at the farm is a Dell Optiplex Micro with Windows 10. It's not capable of being upgraded to Windows 11 because of the processor. Mm-hmm. And so I have a replacement NUC here that I'm going to replace it with after we are done for the day. I'm going to replace it. And I was looking, and I've got a standing desk. So cable management is really important at a standing desk. Otherwise, it doesn't go up and down, or it looks like crap behind there. You know, like you get down and there's a curtain of wires. So cable management, for me being somebody who's so picky about things, cable management is hard for me to do.
Yep.
I don't know why. I mean, it's like, I just want it to be done. I don't want to do it. I don't want the child. I don't want the labor pains. Just give me the baby. I just want it to look nice. And so I don't always take the time to make it look nice. And so I was prepared to go around there to the back of the desk and like figure out how I was going to undo what I did and then make it look nice. Mm-hmm. And I actually took the time whenever I did this 2 years ago to make it look nice. I was like, who did this? I'm like, it had to be me because no, I don't have, cable fairies.
Well, I believe the expression is hard now, easy later.
Yeah.
Easy now, hard later.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I managed to take my time and do it right. So. It looks nice now, but I'm going to take it apart and put in a different system that, well, the old system has DisplayPort and HDMI, and the new system has two HDMI. So I'll be able to remove a little, I'll remove an adapter so that I'll, because both my monitors are, they're just straight HDMI.
Got it.
So, but yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I have a standing desk at my place in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just have the cables just dropping off the back, you know, to the, because the only cable is just power. That's all there is. But I have, you know, definitely gotten to the point where I was raising it one time and, you know, something got snagged and it dragged something off the back of it. So, you know, not great when that happens. Hang on a second here. What am I doing? Okay, there we go. My Apple Watch is buzzing at me for some reason.
Telling you to stand up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, time to stand up now. I've been standing.
I've been standing all day.
Oh, all right. So next thing, you've got the AirPods Pro 3 Round 2?
Pro 3 Round 2, exactly. Not second edition Pro 3, just Pro 3, yeah.
So how are they doing?
They're doing great. They're doing better than the first pair that I bought, which was faulty. Okay. So I don't remember if we talked about that on this show, but okay. So yeah, these guys are much better and they're not going, you know, the Bluetooth connection is not constantly getting all garbled and stuff. So I'm very happy about that. I had forgotten how, and this is not exaggerating, how phenomenal the noise reduction is on these things. It is leaps and bounds ahead of the Pro 2s for sure. Really? So yeah. So I kind of wanted to wait until Black Friday just to see if there was going to be, you know, like a sale on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to have them for my flight to Mexico next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, you know what, if Adam was here, he'd say, you know, Peter, you can be cheap sometime. And I would say, you know, Adam, you're right. And so I just bought them. And yeah, we'll see. If, you know, maybe I'll have some buyer's remorse once Black Friday comes around, but I'll have had them for a couple weeks leading up to it.
Yeah.
I did also order a set of the Comply foam tips, which I really like on the Pro 2s, because these do not fit as well. They will, you know, with the built-in tips that they have now, they do start to come out. I certainly cannot use them for running. I'll be adjusting them constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the large Comply tips will fix that problem. And yeah, that's where I'm at right now. It's but man, the hear through and the again, the noise cancellation, it's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I have not yet bothered downloading languages again to try the you know, built-in translation, which was not working for me. I don't know if they fixed that issue yet, but apparently that was a very common problem where the translation just does not translate.
Yep.
And even if I was going to download Spanish, it's continental Spanish, you know, yes. Castilian Spanish,
It's not Mexican Spanish,
not Latin Spanish. Yeah. Not Mexican Spanish, not Argentine Spanish, not, you know, it's none of those. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe Peter will just have to do it the old fashioned way and remember what Spanish he remembers and maybe Google Translate, you know, on demand or something. So,
well, and you know, so this would, I actually had that as my secondary nifty. You've got one, but since you already brought it up, and it's, you know, so for our listeners, you know, the AirPods along with the new operating system will allow you to in real time translate and talk to somebody, and that is really cool. So I can be talking. Allegedly. So I could be talking Spanish and Peter could have his earbuds and translate on, and it will you know, translate on the fly. Now, is it, what is it using software-wise to do the translation?
It's the Apple Translate app.
It's Apple Translate, not Google Translate.
Yep.
Because Google does have the Translate app, you know, like if you and I were speaking different languages, I could speak to the phone in my language.
Yes.
And then it'll spit it back to you in your language. And then you take the phone and you say back, you know, press the button. We can do it back and forth that way.
Yep.
But being able to just converse would be really cool. Okay. Is if you could just, and I think that that's what they're trying to get at, is you and I just are talking to each other and it's translating.
That's what they promised, but we haven't actually got that yet.
Yeah.
What I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I would say generally speaking, I mean, almost all of the Spanish, like from Spain Spanish to Latin America Spanish, is almost the same, except you know, when you get to the vosotros vais, you know, the those, that part, you know, I think you could get by.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I like, the biggest problem I have again is, like, you know, I'll default to Portuguese. And, you know, but then I'll catch myself, and also, so I might have to repeat myself a couple times. I might, you know, sound like a foreigner, et cetera, but, you know, we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was describing my fishing buddy. I was like, because he was in Mexico. He was in Oaxaca City for Dia de los Muertos. Day of the Dead. And he said, yeah, it was really a shame, because he doesn't have any Spanish. He's like, really, it was really a shame. I couldn't understand Spanish. I said, well, I speak well enough to be a special needs kindergartner. People know what I'm saying. They're sad at my ability to speak to them, but they know what I'm saying. And they're like, I understood, but you make me feel sorry for you.
I'm sad for you.
Yeah.
Great. Good to know. Okay.
Oh, so yeah, cool. All right. And then, well, and you already mentioned you're headed to Mexico.
I am. Yeah. So I mentioned this to you a bit, but last week I was checking out, just looking online at my favorite band, James. Their last concert in North America this year is in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, that would be kind of funny. If I, you know, could make it down there. And yeah. I was like, let me see something. And so I called my aunt, who's a flight attendant, and she designated me as one of her family standby folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can qualify for standby tickets. So I was like, huh, well, let me check that out. And I looked at a few flights, looked like there's ample capacity. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll do it. And then I went to the venue, clicked on it, and of course it's Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I was searching and searching, trying to find out, like, what's the difference between the bog standard general admission versus plus versus comfort.
Yeah.
And the differences were like 5,000 pesos, 6,000 pesos, 14,000 pesos. I was like, I'm just going to buy the one in the middle. And eventually I was able to find out what I bought. Apparently I have like more exclusive bathrooms and access to like food and drink venues there.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty much what I got. I was like, yeah, that's probably worth it. So, so I got that. And then I looked around and I told my aunt, you know, these are the dates I want to be traveling. And she's like, okay, I've got you on a flight for the day before. So I canceled the hotel that I was, because I couldn't just extend it. You know, I couldn't modify it because I went through a third party website to book it, but I could cancel it. So I was going to cancel it. And I was like, let me look around for Airbnbs. And as it happens, the concert venue is just over a mile from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the F1, the racetrack, Formula One racetrack there. So it's like, okay, that's cool. I found an Airbnb that is like right off the airport.
Okay.
And so for $500 all in, I got a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom Airbnb to myself for almost a week.
Nice.
And I was like, that'll do. Because it was like less than half the price of the hotels.
Yeah.
And I have to do a little more digging. The neighborhood seems decent, you know? So I'm really, you know, I don't want to sound naive, like, oh, I'm not expecting any trouble. Of course, that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah.
But it seems like a safe enough area and stuff like that. So,
yeah. So, yeah. Somebody comes knocking at your door at 10 o'clock at night, you just don't answer.
Yep. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's a given. Yeah. So, and to make sure that the number that I have for the police are the ones that I'm keeping on retainer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have prepaid them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Your subscription is up to date. your RMM subscription with the cops.
Yes.
Ooh. I had this, I have this Yeti mug that's been sitting on my warmer, and it smelled a little bit like burnt plastic. Looks like I had a sticky label on the bottom of it, which is not liking the heat. So I think I'll remove it from heat for a while. Oh, man. So.
Well, so you had a a lingopie.com?
I think it's nifty too, or I wouldn't have put it on the list.
Yeah.
Lingopie.com. I heard about this last week on a podcast, YouTube podcast, I guess. Everyone's calling YouTube videos podcasts nowadays, if they're a series, you know. So I took a look at it, and it's called Lingopie. I signed up for the unlimited year-long thing. And what it is shows, movies, music, songs, etc., in other languages. Okay, that's easy. Mm-hmm. But with clickable subtitles.
Yeah.
So when you see or hear a word you don't know, you can click on it, the video or whatever you're watching pauses, and it comes up with the definition.
Mm-hmm.
And then they quiz you a little bit. So very similar to a Duolingo or a Rosetta Stone, except you're doing it by immersing yourself in pop culture.
Yeah.
It's about the same price as a subscription to News in Slow German, mm-hmm. which is a podcast I listen to, and it's just the free version. I was going to get the paid version. But for about the same price, now I have a more interactive thing that I can click on and look up the words right there immediately. I was like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Lingopie, I've had it for about a week, and I decided just, you know, even less than a week into my free trial, I was like, yep, I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, every day or so I get that and, you know, do the news. Mm-hmm. In German, and I've learned a few words that I did not, so it's like, all right, that's cool. And who knows, maybe tonight I'll watch an episode of Commuting Heroes. I don't know.
It's funny. I listened to the prequel or of News in Slow Spanish.
Yep, I listened to that too.
Yeah, I was like, well, I like the idea of it, but I don't listen to the news in English. And then there were some episodes that I was like, I was completely, they were speaking slowly and I completely understood what they were saying, and then there were some other ones when we started talking about politics and I was like, I know who they're talking about,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not getting the gist of really what they're talking about.
Yep.
Yep. And I was like, well, I don't know how useful that would be to me when at times.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, is like, you got to pay attention to it and further your knowledge, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I wasn't, if I'm going to try to walk and listen to it, I get on a topic that I've lost, you know, cause sometimes, you know, you start a conversation and you zone out for a second and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm just not going to know what Peter's talking about until he changes topics.
Yep. I definitely, I get to that point because I listen to a number of German news podcasts also from, you know, Der Tag and Der Spiegel and Das Bild. So I listen to those, but there are definitely times where, you know, like I'm 10 minutes in, I'm like, I just realized, yeah, I completely have lost it and I don't have the you know, I don't have the focus anymore. So I'm like, next episode, you know. So
yeah.
Whatevs.
Yeah, whatever. It's all about the struggle.
Yep.
Oh, dang it. Here we go. I moved the recipe in my notes and I accidentally just deleted them. So I re-added them. So
cool. All right. What else? Have we wrapped it up? Are we good?
Yeah, we wrapped up. We had a short lesson today.
We were just straight and to the point. Well, after a you know, double marathon, I could use something a little shorter today. So I'm good with that. So folks, if you want to get in touch with us, you know how to find us at blurringthelinespodcast.com. Our contact information is there. We would love to hear your feedback. We rarely get feedback. We don't get a ton of feedback. Even if you've got something bad to say about Adam's podcasting, we'll take it, right? It's just fine. You want to criticize his recipes, you know, talk his accent. I mean, that's fair game, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. The fact that he can't do cardio.
Oh, old fat guy.
But you could probably bench press a Buick at this point. So, yeah. But in all seriousness, no, seriousness? That, oh my God, that reminded me. So we had an election, several elections across the country this past week. And on Tuesday morning, I was listening to, I believe it was the incumbent Virginia. No, it wasn't. It was someone who was running. I think she was also running in, I don't remember who was running. I know Virginia elected their first female governor. That much I know.
Yeah.
But it was another place where I don't remember if it was the governor, maybe Pennsylvania or something. But she was going on and complaining about security incidences at airports. And she repeatedly used the word incidences. And we can't have this. And if I'm elected, we're not going to have these incidences. And I was thinking, like, one incident, two incidents, many incidences? Is that what? I was like, whoa, okay, yeah, and you are. What's wrong with your state? Go to school. Oh, you don't have any. Right. So anyway, I hope they did not win. And with that, I think we should take the big red button.
To contact either us or our guests, visit blurringthelinespodcast.com. If you like what you're hearing, do us a solid and subscribe to our podcast and leave us a 5-star review in iTunes, Google Play Store, or wherever you found us.